Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Youth Station. Choo choo ka choo, it's the Youth Station for you. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners all over the world. I, Zainab Sadat, have the privilege of being your host today. Okay, today we want to talk about the concept of adab or politeness. How practical you think politeness could be in our modern lives? Is it necessary for us to follow adab or politeness? In general, what do you think adab means in Islamic concept?
Well, it's a very good question. First of all, is it practical? In fact, let's come to what adab is at the beginning, right? So it's a form of politeness, right? Mm-hmm. It's about being courteous with other people. It's about if, for example, there's a strong emphasis on this in the religion of Islam, if somebody says assalamu alaikum to you, you have to say wa alaikum assalam.
You have to
give the reply. And the emphasis is not just to give the reply, but to give a better reply than that which you have received, right?
From what we've received, yes.
So this is something that we often fall short on. There's one part of adab which is just about the justice, right? And justice is about putting things in the right place, right? You wouldn't put a hat on the floor. Well, at least you shouldn't put a hat on the floor.
So you think that adab is practical in our modern life?
Yeah, I'm going to come to that. So, but first of all, I just want to clearly define it more, right? So there's the justice side of it, that you have to be just with people. So, for example, if they give you salam, you have to give the reply. Mm-hmm. If, for example, you want to cross the road and somebody stops their car, you should at least show them your hand to say an appreciation, right? Show an appreciation, right? It's about if anybody gives you a favor, you should show a thanks for that favor, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
But then it goes a level deeper. And that's when the mercy, the rahmah of Allah comes into it, right? So, for example, if somebody gives you salam now, you're not just going to give your wa alaykum salam. You're going to go that extra effort to say wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh in like a happy tone, you know? Or if somebody does you a favor, you're going to go out of your way to do a favor back to them, you know? So that's another level of adab. Now, coming to the next part of the question about its practicality, is it practical? Absolutely, it's practical. The reason we even have to ask such a question is because we live in such a busy world. Everybody's running around to get their jobs done. And, you know, it's so hectic in today's world. And so people start to forget about the reality of adab and how important it is in society.
Yes, and it has its effects on the people themselves. It's not just a matter of behaving and respecting other people. It's just about yourself. You know, when you like other people, when you like to hear good things, when you like to see good behavior, when you like to be respected by other people, you must do something in order to get a response, as just you said.
Yeah.
And I want to come to Islamic concept of adab. You know, we have lots of narrations from Imams and even in Quran mentioning the importance of this subject. You know that Imam Ali alayhi salam has a narration saying that your knowledge and your adab or politeness show your worthy. show you, these two show your worthiness, your worth. And the more you gain knowledge and the more you be polite, you become a more respectable people in the eyes of others.
Yeah.
And we have even in Quran, the fourth verse of Surah Al-Hujarat, the ayah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجَرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. This is a very representative example of politeness, you know.
Could we have the translation of that, sister?
Yes, yeah. It means, you know, it means those people who call you the Holy Prophet from behind their apartments are considered as foolish or ignorant.
They don't know.
You know, this shows their lack of courtesy. And
That's really a fascinating verse. So it shows that, look, you should respect people's privacy.
Yes, yes, yes. It's about politeness, about respect. As just you said, it's about respecting other people's privacy, respecting their characters, respect in its own meaning is so precious in Islam. And that is why Islam has just emphasized not to use bad words when talking to others, not to disrespect them, and not to humiliate. You know, these are all deeds that are condemned in Islam. Islam does not accept these types of disrespect to others. And what do you think is the difference between this concept from a Muslim's point of view and the concept of politeness from a Western culture's view? What do you think the difference could be?
I think generally they are the same. If you behave in a courteous manner with even Westerners, they would understand that. There are certain cultural differences, though, and they may seem subtle, sometimes not so subtle. So, for example, when it comes to gender roles, when it comes to how a man should treat a woman, how a woman should treat a man, in Islam, the concept of hijab has created a more functionable society, a society where a woman can be in society comfortably with her hijab, and no disrespect will be afforded for her. So,
yes.
But in Western society, for example, the man should say after you and let the woman through the door first. In Islamic culture, that would not be considered as courteous. In Islamic culture, the man should step through first, right? So that he's in front. This is just a subtle example. For example, when in Western society, if you go for an interview and the boss is a woman, she's going to extend her hand to shake yours. And
Islam, that's forbidden.
And Islamic courtesy is for me to say, sorry, it's against my religion to shake your hand, and you know, but that might offend her.
Yes, now, and that might not seem polite at all.
That might not seem polite at all. Just as a side note, even if it doesn't seem polite to them, you have to do your duty because you cannot overstep the boundaries of your religion and do something haram for the sake of your perception of what adab is. Very important. The fiqh, the ahkam, the Islamic rulings, they provide a guideline and a map and a rigid haram, halal, mustahab, makruh, mubah system that will prevent us from falling into the traps of shaitan. Sometimes in the name of politeness, in the name of adab, we can end up doing some silly things.
This is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Youth Station.
I want to add something, you know. I want to refer to another difference between Islamic view and non-Muslim view. You know, I believe that in Islam, in non-Muslim countries, let me talk first about non-Muslim countries or cultures, you know, their concept of politeness is somehow confined to communications and interactions. It does not go in depth. But in Islam, we can see that Our God has commanded us to respect other people, our behavior in with other people at first level is the first level, and it's at surface. And then we go deep inside and we can see that this type of politic relationship, this type of respect, mutual respect between we human beings leads to this mutual relationship with us and God, between us and God. And that is some sort of divine respect.
Yes.
And I thought a lot about this topic, and I came to this conclusion that when we respect God, when we just content to whatever he says, when we just follow him, even sometimes without accepting, even sometimes with difficulty, we might just do whatever he says. But the result is for our good. The result is just in advantage of us. And that's the case. That's the difference between these. And we have seen that in different situations, even God has asked or commanded us to be polite. You know, God has put lots of emphasis on politeness as a legacy, you know. People have to teach their children to be polite. They have to teach their children to respect other people. And I haven't heard of that in other cultures, in Western cultures. People might teach courtesy to their children in order to, as I said, in order to behave well in communications. But in Islam, it's not. It's another matter. It's a matter of perfection. We teach our children to behave politely in order to reach perfection, in order to make an ideal relationship, an ideal relation with God, in order to be a good person.
There's actually a really good point there that you reminded me of about adab not just being something which is personal and to do with the society, but it relates directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. There's a beautiful book which everybody should actually read. It's called Adab al-Salat, which means the adab or the courtesy of the prayer.
Yes, and by Imam Khomeini. That's a great point you've mentioned. There is, I want the audience to know, and I want to mention it, that there is a difference between adab and adab. Adab means principles, the general principles, the consequential deeds that you must do in order for a prayer to be completed. Adab, principles or frameworks or the actions that you must do in order for your prayers to be accepted and to seem normal. But adab is another concept, the concept that we're talking about. Definitely in that book, I guess, Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, has mentioned the polite conducts that are supposed to be done when you say your prayers. The way you stand in front of God is even a representative of your politeness and the way you behave God. Okay, it seems that we don't have much time, so let's close the subject. We talked about the concept of politeness in Western countries, and if from Islamic point of view, we mentioned some hadith and some narrations, and we ended up talking about the difference between politeness in Islam. I hope what we said was quite beneficial for you, and hope God will bless you all. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator, my Alpha and Omega, my protector and my maker. Because of you, in weakness I am braver, my defender. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance, aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength. my love.